Wisconsin's beautiful North Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Severe weather hitting much of the country. Snow in the Midwest and flooding in the Northeast. In the South, tornadoes.
Flooding continues to be a major issue along the East Coast. In North Carolina,
it looks like classic tornado damage,
says Major Aaron Turk of the Catawba County Sheriff's Office.
You have some houses that have no damage at all, and the next house is completely destroyed.
And in the debris, first responders found the body of one man. Two other people were critically hurt. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Snow in Iowa could hamper turnout for next week's Iowa caucuses. Donald Trump still solidly leading in the polls. House Republicans opening an impeachment investigation into Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' handling of immigration, they say. Ecuador declaring a state of emergency after a wave of violence. A television station was attacked in the middle of a live news broadcast. It kept rolling for almost 15 minutes before going dark. Police ended up arresting about a dozen people. This is ABC News. The Pentagon now confirming that Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is fighting prostate cancer. He is still facing criticism over keeping the White House in the dark about his recent hospitalization. The legal fight over Israel's war with Hamas set to start tomorrow at the UN's top court after South Africa accused Israel of genocide. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers.
As Israel committed genocide against the civilians of Gaza, Secretary of State Blinken on the submission before the International Court of Justice.
The charge of genocide is meritless.
But British counterpart David Cameron isn't so sure.
Am I worried that Israel has taken action that might be in breach of international law because this particular premises has been bombed or whatever? Yes, of course I'm worried. That.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Fresh worries about bottled water. New research shows it could contain 100 times more microscopic bits of plastic than previously thought. The jury, though, still out on the health effects. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are introducing a proposed amendment to the Wisconsin Constitution. It would limit state government diversity initiatives. GOP lawmakers say diversity efforts amount to reverse discrimination. Democrats say Republicans are trying to stoke culture wars. Wisconsin is one of the leading states for vehicle crashes with wildlife. Experts fear things will get worse as more rural areas get developed.
Roads, fences, development, things like that are all types of fragmentation that decrease connectivity for wildlife to be able to move across the landscapes.
Jeremy Romero is with the National Wildlife Federation. The federal government is rolling out a pilot program. States can apply for grants to build safe wildlife crossings. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Wisconsin travels to Ohio State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's basketball, the number 15th ranked Badgers take on the Buckeyes tonight in Columbus. Number 11th ranked Marquette is at home tonight. They're going to host the Butler Bulldogs. NFL, the Packers at practice preparing for Dallas. Jordan Love with two touchdowns against Chicago threw a rocket to receiver Dontavian Wicks right in the belly at the goal line. I asked him, did he know that Love had a fastball?
Yeah, he got it. I guess he seen it open fast. All I just seen was his arm. And the ball was on me, so, you know, he put it there. Had my stomach hurting a little bit, you know. But, you know, he made a play, you know, and that's our job to make plays for him.
And for the second year in a row, Mike McCarthy will face his old team. The Cowboys head coach said this time, no more questions about his days in Green Bay.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, the drama of it, I'm sure you guys will love. I will not participate this year. It's playoff time. It doesn't matter who we play, to be honest with you.
That's Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for mixed precipitation, changing to all snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 28. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight. Lows level off around 19. Overcast skies. Slight chance of snow tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 29. Overcast skies. Turning cooler Friday and Saturday with highs from the low teens to the low 20s. Snow both days. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow with another inch Friday through Friday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 26.
And more of Reality Radio at 9:08. We promise you we are going to get you information and update on what's going on with Embrace. And we've got Rachel Casey with us, who is with Embrace. Rachel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom.
Thanks for coming in. You told me your title earlier, but now I forgot it already. Well, what's the official title?
I am a domestic violence program coordinator for Price County.
All right. So what does that mean? What does your job entail, Rachel?
Yes, I am basically what a lot of people would consider a professional advocate. So my role is to offer supportive services to victims, survivors of domestic or sexual violence, and that can include like accompanying them to exams, anything from they can come in for like crisis counseling, things like that. Okay. There's a whole lot that goes into that realm.
But. Okay, all right. And for those who aren't familiar with the office, used to be in the basement of the. Of the county building, of the county seat there in Phillips, but now you're at a different location, right?
Yes.
Tell us where you are.
We are at 305 South Avon Avenue, and that's like right by the, across from the laundromat, that laundry room there in Phillips.
Okay. All right. And Embrace is kind of available for those who are affected by domestic violence, sexual violence. Would that be in a short term, a way to describe what Embrace is?
Yes, absolutely.
And there's many different aspects to that. Yes. And you're about educating too, right?
Yes.
Getting out there, the young kids and stuff, and informing them what's safe and all the stuff like that, right?
Yes. This week I'm doing two presentations in schools. So, yep, things like that for sure.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So we wanted to have you on here because there have been some changes to the way Embrace is funded. The funding... some of the funding comes from federal. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and there has been a change in the way that you are funded. So talk a little bit about that, if you could.
Yeah, so a large portion of our funding comes from the Victims of Crime Act, VOCA, and that is being federally cut in this next upcoming year. They're expecting it to affect, it'll go down to about a third. As our best scenario, we'll get like a third of the funding that we have in previous years.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
So what effect does that have on what you do then?
Yeah, so we're like reallocating our services. What we want to emphasize is we're not in danger of closing or anything like that, but we are going to have to restructure like our hours, office hours for our advocates at our county outreach offices, and then our crisis advocates are not going to be able to be 24/7 staffed in the same way that they have been. They'll just be on call for those emergency scenarios.
I guess what for people listening right now are saying is, why would they do this? Why are we cutting something that obviously we'd like your job not to have to be there, but the reality is it is, and it is an issue, especially in rural areas. So why are we cutting this stuff?
Yeah, it's unfortunately a part of being in the nonprofit industry. These fluctuations happen every few years, it seems like. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty recent in the industry, but it's not something that people generally tend to panic about. They expect it to happen, but this was a significant cut at the same time, more than we were expecting.
Yeah.
And a lot of it comes from like crime. When crimes are committed, the offenders have to pay into the VOCA pot. So that can affect the level of funding too, meaning maybe there wasn't as much crime in this past year that, or the offenders weren't able to pay out as much, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on here is to talk with our listeners, our local folks, our local businesses, because you are going to be, I think, a little more reliant on local support, right?
Yes, absolutely. In previous years, we always appreciate the tremendous support we receive around here, but we're depending on it more in these upcoming years facing these cuts than we ever have in the past.
Other than just financial, are there other ways that people, someone listening right now who says, well, you know, times are tight. I just got my water bill. And at times are tight financially. Is there other ways that people can help other than just the money?
Yes. So we always appreciate donations. We always really like new, like housewares, things like that are really appreciated by our survivors and help them feel at home more.
Okay.
Clothing donations, things like that, if they're new as well, very much appreciated.
So the most common way that you serve people, how would you describe it? You talk about housewares and stuff like that. So we're talking about having supplies on hand for people who may have to be relocated. Is that kind of what we're looking at?
Yes. So a lot of our help goes into making sure that victim survivors can leave their situation safely.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most dangerous time of the whole situation when they will make that decision to leave. So we want to be able to help them in their process of housing, especially. That's actually the number one need that survivors are facing, is just housing in general.
Right. So. Because we do still have a shelter available here in the area, right?
Yes. And that is part of what is going to be cut down or restructured in the next year, unfortunately. But right now we do have a 24/7 safe shelter in Ladysmith.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But oftentimes, like you said, it's kind of an urgent thing, so people will leave and maybe have to go to a hotel or whatever it might be, right?
Yep, and we provide vouchers for that and things like that. Yeah, just get them away from that situation.
And more often than not, and we've talked about this in the past years when we've supported Time Out and now Embrace, more often than not, it involves a child. And, well, I mean, maybe more, yeah. Maybe as a stretch to say more often than that, but a lot of times it does.
Yes.
And there's very unique situations, and a lot of times it involves a person who may not have any money, right?
Yes,
doesn't
absolutely.
Control any of the money in the family, so all of a sudden they want out of this situation, and they got nothing.
Yes, yeah, the financial exploitation is often a huge part of it, and yeah.
Yeah, so I want to address a little bit to the victims, because whenever we do this, there's people listening in rural Wisconsin, rural Price County right now, that may be going through something in their lives that may be causing them strife, whether whatever level it may be. So what would you say to someone who's listening right now who maybe has a situation in their life that they just don't think is right, whether it may be abuse or mental or physical or whatever? As an Embrace advocate, what would you say to this man or woman, I guess?
Yeah, I would tell them to trust their gut, listen to their gut and their instincts, whatever it's telling them in this situation. They know what's best for them, but we are here to support them in whatever choices they make. If that's staying, if that's leaving, we will be alongside you in that journey. And yeah, we believe you, whatever you have experienced.
And you have an 800 number that people can reach out to, right?
We do.
Okay.
I need to
okay, she's going to get that. She's going to pull that up here. I'm putting her on the spot big time here. But yeah, and keep in mind, it's all confidential.
Yes.
When you call, that's the big thing too, is that trying for a victim to try to find a time where they're alone to call and make that, but know that the information you're providing to Embrace is confidential. So you have the ability to reach out to Embrace, whether it be just information or getting a pamphlet or whatever it may be. I'm sure there's a lot of unique situations where the person says, well, I can't do this and that. The perpetrator will know that I'm doing this. So you work with them on that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
We provide phones, things like that, too, to try to get around any of that.
Yeah.
And
all right. All right. So you have where they can, yeah, 800 number where they can reach out.
So actually, it's not a 1-800 number that I've got here, but it's our 24-hour helpline.
Yeah.
So it's 715-532-6976.
All right. See, I am old school. The old 800 numbers have gone away now, because everybody's got basically, you got a cell phone, you call for nothing. So it used to be minutes and 800 numbers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So 715-532-6976.
Yes.
And that's the number to reach out to Embrace if you want any more information on the services that are offered. And your location in Phillips, the hours that you're available, is there a structured set of hours that the office is open?
Yes. Right now we are Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay. All right. 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. All right. I guess, you know, we had you talk directly to the victim just a second ago. And if you don't want to do this, don't do it. But how about the perpetrator? What would you say to that person who's doing this? Because obviously they've got issues in their life. A lot of times there's drugs involved, there's alcohol involved, there's a history involved. But that is part of what we're doing here with education. You know, you're educating kids in schools to not be that person, right?
Yes, for sure.
So, what would you say to that person, I guess? You're putting her on the spot here, Rachel.
Well, I think one of the most important things to realize, it's a quote, I can't remember exactly how it goes, but something to the effect of, you don't enter violence for the first time by committing it. And I think that's really important for perpetrators, harm doers to hear. They probably have something in their lives going on that they could benefit with help and support from, and that would lead them in a different direction than what their actions have shown so far.
Yeah, because we talk about you helping the victims, does Embrace help that person who is the perpetrator? I mean, what help is there for them?
Yeah, we do. It's kind of it can be difficult if we're also helping the victim survive.
So, because I would guess the people who are committing these crimes and stuff, deep down, they don't want to do it. I would guess, right?
Right.
I would guess it's not something they're real happy about. All right. So Embrace is here for you locally, folks. And Rachel is a local contact here in Phillips. Again, the 24-hour line is 715-532-6976. And the office is in Phillips. And what's the address again of the Phillips?
305 South Avon Avenue.
All right. And if you want to help out financially or maybe with supplies or any kind of maybe volunteer time to answer the phones at the office, whatever it might be, something you can do for Embrace, reach out to Rachel and they certainly will be able to put you to work a little bit anyway.
Absolutely.
All right, Rachel. Well, thank you for all you do for Embrace. It's a wonderful organization. So we look forward to having you in every once in a while to update us on any information that people may need to know about Embrace. So
thank you so much, Joel.
Thank you. Yeah, Rachel Casey joining us here from Embrace on Reality Radio.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations. Go ahead, turn it up.
Yeah, but 98Q Country.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon. But baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay, let them say what they want. Think might ever be talking like this, but I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind. Oh baby, just tell me yes and take my.
sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
I got that real good, feel good stuff. Up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck. Rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. You got that sun tan skirt and boots. Waiting on you to look my way and scoot. Your little hot self over here, girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you down too. But you look like the kind that likes to take it way down. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat. Floating down the Flint River, catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride, hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway and little T-Pain might just make it rain. You can hang your T-shirt on the rim. Hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight. You know I know what you like. Yourself a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. My kind of your kind is this kind of night. We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown. But you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat. Floating down the Flint River, catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night.
Brian there, that's my kind of night at 98Q Country. Shopping show tomorrow. Big G and Gray will be in at 9 tomorrow. We'll bring you all kinds of fun shopping show savings, and Big G has promised me at least one new item. One new item tomorrow on the shopping show at 9 o'clock right here. Your home of shopping show savings is always 24/7 found at 98QCountry.com.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Phillips Plating Corporation, a Midwest premier fully automated electroplating job shop for commercial plating.
Discover Park Falls charm at Decor to Adore and MSC Creations, an extension embodying family values. Owned by sisters Missy, Stormy, and Callie, both businesses epitomize family-driven creativity. Unveil love for our town with exclusive Park Falls apparel from Decor to Adore, while MSC offers bespoke handcrafted treasures like your pictures on slate. Explore captivating books, kids' toys, and unique gifts. A perfect find for everyone. Indulge in our scrumptious ice cream while browsing. At this one-stop gift shop, embrace Park Falls essence. Each visit promises delightful discoveries, uniting the heartwarming touch of family at Decor to Adore and MSC Creations, located on Division Street in downtown Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protection. There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive auto insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Did you hear? The Green Bay Packers are going to the playoffs. You helped cheer the green and gold into the postseason, and you can continue to catch every play and score throughout it right here on 98Q Country WCQM 98.3 FM in Park Falls. What a team. Your local station for the playoffs with the Packers in Dallas against the Cowboys this Sunday at 3:30. Your hometown radio. Refresh.
If they were word, back at that old C-71, the road was dirt. A couple kids waiting on some cherry red. Maybe I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I have my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house is not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right. Drive or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind. This I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me. Raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right.
Made a Bar, 98Q Country. Country hits of today and those classics of yesterday all gently entwined together for you on what's going to end up being a pretty darn cold stretch of weather here coming up starting on Sunday. Right now, you're okay. Today, tomorrow, going to be pretty good with temperatures 28 degrees and holding steady. Today's amazing, interesting fact of the day. We always like to dazzle you with information that will make your spouse or significant other's eyes roll as it does mine when I share these with her. I always, some point during the day, I'll just make the statement. I'll say, did you know? And my wife is like, here it comes. Did you know that coin flips are not actually random? They always say, hey, it's a flip of a coin. You know, whatever, 50-50. That was you I impersonated. Coin flipping is a time-honored tradition for making decisions. Long before the NFL used the method to determine the opening kickoffs, Romans employed coin tossing to settle their personal disputes, though they called it heads or ships back then, a reference to the Roman coin's two-faced genus on one side and the prow of a ship on the other. So while the mechanics of coin flipping are simple enough, guess aside, flip the coin, the physics of how a coin flips are anything but. So by exploring this complicated motion, scientists have discovered, listen to this, that coin flipping is not as random as you may think. A study last year from the University of Amsterdam flipping 350,757 coins. You thought your job was boring. 350,757 coins were flipped across 46 different currencies, and they discovered that a coin flipped to its starting position 50.8% of the time. Close to 50-50, but not quite. So in other words, if a coin starts heads up, there was a slightly better chance that it would come up heads. This proves a previous theory developed in 2004, which argued that coin tosses landed as they started about 51% of the time. So if you're flipping a coin and whatever side is up, you look at it, heads or tails is up, take that side. Your chances are minute that it will be better than the other side, but it is better. You'll take just that little bit of percentage extra chance.
See Dependable, made in the USA appliances at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
Forward Bank in Park Falls and Phillips is building a strong foundation in the community. They offer mobile and online banking with other unique services and is a proud Logger United Sports Booster sponsor. Forward Bank, moving communities forward together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Home Depot makes it easy to shop and save on appliances in-store and online. Enjoy savings on top brands like GE, LG, Frigidaire, Whirlpool, and more. Find kitchen appliances with helpful features like customized organization, and save time with laundry appliances that have faster wash and dry cycles. Shop now and get up to $450 off select appliances at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pricing valid January 4th through 24th. Gas ranges and dryers extra. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Brand new country.
We'll get a fast car. Fast enough so we can fly away.
Thing you know, saving money like never. Q Country.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Way back on the radio dial, the fire got lit inside a bright-eyed child. Every note just wrapped around his soul. From steel guitars to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll.
your favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
Tonight, if you're a political person, you like that stuff, Republican Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley will face off tonight in a debate on CNN. Donald Trump has said that he intends to deliver a portion of his own closing argument for the $250 million lawsuit that he's facing in New York. He's planning to chat a little bit. He's never afraid to do that, that's for sure. So that's some of the political stuff. I hope your Wednesday is fantastic. We're back tomorrow. We're going to do a shopping show at 9 tomorrow. We're also going to do, of course, our district administrator for Shawamigan, Kyle Cronin, will be in at 7:45. Friday, Mike Clemens talks sports at 9. Also, we're going to welcome in Shane Kronberger, Matt Griesel, and Cody Kronberger. They're local musicians, and they've got some big news about where you can listen to their music. It's a lot easier now. It's pretty cool. They're going to be in Friday morning to chat about that. So we look forward to talk with those young men, local musicians. I hope your Wednesday is fabulous. John St. John, 10 to 2. Greg Gunderson, our local guy from 2 to 7, our Titletown Report.
is next.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a super bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar, dialect for to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers may be playing with house money when they take on the Cowboys in the wild card playoffs on Sunday afternoon, but Matt LaFleur said his team isn't just happy to be there. He also said he doesn't think his young team will be fazed by the moment.
I think we've been going through this the last few weeks. We knew it was at stake. The last 3 weeks basically have been playoff games for us. And so, really, it's the next opportunity.
Nobody expects the Packers to go too far in this playoff tournament, but guard John Runyon says they're ready to go, and the goal is still lofty.
Win out, win a Super Bowl. And, you know, that's the goal from day one when we come in here at OTAs back in April, and everything's in front of us, and this is what all this work that we've done, you know, all season, all off season is for.
I'll have more from Title Town after this.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to new lives full of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but with God's help, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe, or joining Mercy Ships to bring life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
When it comes to doling out credit for the Packers' run to the playoffs, the quarterback, wide receivers, tight ends, they all head to the forefront. But don't forget about the play of the offensive line. That group played a large role in the success of the offense.
I think for the most part, the pass protection, you know, for the majority of the season has been pretty solid. I just think we've done a little bit better job in the run game, probably coming off the ball, doing a good job with our combination blocks or whatever blocking scheme we're using. And then it doesn't hurt to have a healthy Aaron Jones in there as well.
Packers are back to work.